Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Today, we're looking at a case that might sound like a dream come true. Finding a stash of cash.
Ah, yes.
But even dreams, it turns out, can come with a tax bill.
That's right.
We're talking about Cesarini v. United States, a 1969 case that asks whether finding money means you also found yourself a tax liability. What do you think?
Well, it's a really interesting case. It shows just how broad the IRS's definition of income really is.
So not just relevant for those lucky enough to find hidden treasure.
Exactly. It impacts how the IRS views any kind of unexpected gains.
Okay, so let's set the scene for our listeners. Imagine buying a used piano way back in 1957.
Okay.
For just 15 bucks.
Wow.
7 years later, you're cleaning it, and boom, you discover $4,467 hidden inside.
That's quite a find.
And that's exactly what happened to the Cesarinis.
They actually reported the money as income at first, but then they changed their minds and filed a new return, trying to get their taxes back.
I bet they were thinking, hey, we bought this piano years ago. Shouldn't this money just be considered part of that original purchase?
Makes sense, right. But the IRS disagreed. They denied the refund, and the case ended up in court.
So the core issue was whether this found money was actually taxable income.
Right.
I'm guessing to understand the court's decision, we need to look at Section 61 of the Internal Revenue Code.
Exactly. That's where gross income is defined.
And gross income isn't just our salaries, I'm assuming?
No. Section 61 is way broader than that. Basically, it says that unless there's a specific law saying otherwise, all income is taxable.
Wow.
It even says income from whatever source derived, which is pretty sweeping, wouldn't you say?
So even if you just stumble upon cash, pure luck, that's still taxable income.
That's how the court saw it. And there's actually a 1953 IRS revenue ruling that backs this up. It specifically addresses what's called treasure trove.
Hold on, treasure trove.
Oh.
Sounds a bit like we're talking buried pirate treasure here.
It does, doesn't it? But the ruling makes it clear. Treasure trove, including found money, is considered taxable income. And it shows that the IRS has been thinking about these situations for a long time.
So what's important here, then, is when that treasure trove is, as they put it, reduced to undisputed possession.
Right.
So they're saying that the Cesarinis didn't actually possess the money until they found it in 1964, not when they bought the piano back in 57.
You got it. It's less about where the money came from and more about when it was discovered.
And here's where it gets really interesting. The court actually looked at Ohio state law to figure out when possession happened.
It is fascinating.
Wait, state law had an impact on federal tax case?
It did. Ohio didn't have a specific treasure trove law, so the court turned to English common law.
Okay.
And English common law says that the finder of treasure owns it against anyone except the original owner. Because of that, the Cesarinis didn't officially possess the money until they found it in 1964.
Even though they owned the piano it was hidden in. It seems a bit counterintuitive, doesn't it? The year they found the money is more important than the year they bought the piano. So how does this undisputed possession idea apply to more, you know, modern situations?
Good question.
Say, someone finds cryptocurrency on an old hard drive, for instance.
I see what you mean.
Would they be taxed based on when they got the hard drive or when they found the cryptocurrency?
That's where Cesarini v. United States really sets a precedent.
So it's still relevant today?
Absolutely. The case makes it clear that the date of discovery is crucial when figuring out tax liability.
I can already hear our listeners thinking, what if the Cesarinis had argued that the money was a capital gain?
Ah, interesting.
Like an investment. Could that have worked?
They actually tried that. But capital gains treatment requires a sale or exchange of a capital asset.
And just finding cash doesn't meet that requirement.
According to the court, no.
So the IRS sees finding money more like getting a paycheck. No special treatment for lucky finds.
That's right. And it highlights a big takeaway for anyone who comes across found money or unexpected gains.
Which is?
Even windfalls can come with tax consequences.
So what we've seen so far is how the IRS takes a broad view of income and how the timing of a discovery is crucial. We've even touched on how state law, even English common law, can have an impact on federal tax cases.
It's true.
But we've only just started exploring this fascinating case. What other insights can you share about the significance of Cesarini v. United States?
Well, I think Cesarini v. United States really shows how important it is to have a solid understanding of gross income as it's defined by the Internal Revenue Code.
It's clear gross income isn't limited to what we get from our jobs.
Right. Cesarini serves as a good reminder that the IRS takes a broad view of what's considered taxable income.
And it's not just about what's income, but also about the timing, right?
Exactly. The year that income is recognized can have a big impact on how much a taxpayer owes.
And we saw how even old English common law principles can pop up in unexpected places.
It's true. A 20th century federal tax case. It's a great example of how areas of law that seem unrelated can intersect.
So how about for lawyers advising clients on similar issues today? What are some key takeaways?
Well, Cesarini shows us the importance of really getting the IRS's definition of gross income. Lawyers need to make sure their clients understand the tax implications of all sorts of windfalls.
Like what kinds of windfalls specifically?
Well, it could be finding cash in an old piano or valuable artwork in an attic or even inheriting a cryptocurrency fortune they didn't know about.
So lawyers need to be prepared for anything.
Pretty much. And in each of these situations, when the discovery happens is really important.
Because Cesarini says the date of discovery, not the date of acquisition, is what determines when income is recognized for tax purposes.
That's right.
So that means really good documentation is essential.
Absolutely.
If a client finds something valuable, they need to record the date and circumstances carefully.
Otherwise, they could have problems with the IRS down the road.
Makes sense. This also makes me think about professional valuations.
Another good point. Clients should always get professional valuations for any found items.
To make sure they report the right income amount.
Exactly.
What happens if the value of what they found changes later on? Like, what if someone finds a painting that then becomes super valuable?
I see what you mean.
Is the tax liability based on the value when they found it or when they sell it?
That's a tricky one. It depends on the specific details. But generally, the tax liability is based on the fair market value at the time it's found. Any increase in value later, when it's sold, would usually be a capital gain.
So you could actually end up being taxed twice, once when you find the item, and again if you sell it for a higher price.
You could. That's something both taxpayers and their advisors need to be aware of. There are strategies that can help, though, like gifting the item to a charity.
Or setting up a trust.
Exactly.
It sounds like you really need a deep understanding of the tax code to figure all this out. Any other advice for our listeners?
One thing that's really important to remember is that tax law doesn't stay the same. New laws come along, regulations get updated, and courts issue decisions that can change how these issues are handled.
So lawyers in this field always need to be learning.
Absolutely. And never be afraid to ask a tax law specialist for help. Tax law can be really complex, and getting expert advice is often the best way to go.
Before we move on, let's quickly recap Cesarini v. United States. What are the key takeaways?
Okay, so first, the definition of gross income under the Internal Revenue Code is broad, and it includes things like found money. Second, the timing of when something is discovered is really important for figuring out when income is recognized for tax purposes. And finally, state law can actually play a role in federal tax cases, so it's important to understand how those two systems work together.
We've talked about found money and property, but how do these ideas apply to, say, intellectual property?
That's a great question.
Someone stumbles upon a great invention.
Right.
Or creates some valuable software.
Right.
Would those same rules about timing and income recognition apply?
Theoretically, yes. But intellectual property has its own challenges when it comes to figuring out its value and how it's taxed.
I bet. Putting a dollar value on intellectual property is probably a lot harder than valuing cash or a painting.
It is. So Cesarini is a helpful starting point, but it's crucial to really dive into intellectual property law for those kinds of discoveries.
So Cesarini is important and has far-reaching implications. Are there any other big court decisions that build upon it or challenge it?
There have been a bunch of cases that deal with similar questions, but one that really stands out is Rooney v. Commissioner.
Oh, interesting. Tell me about that one.
Rooney involved a taxpayer who inherited a collection of valuable baseball cards.
Wow.
The cards had been bought by the taxpayer's father a long time ago.
Okay.
And their value had gone up a lot.
Sounds like a dream come true for a baseball fan. It was a tax issue.
The question was whether the taxpayer's basis in the cards, the value used to figure out capital gains, should be the original purchase price or the fair market value when they were inherited.
Right, because of what's called a stepped-up basis,
mm-hmm.
where the value of inherited assets is adjusted to their market value at the time of inheritance.
Exactly.
So the question is, did they inherit the cards at their original price or at their current market value?
Right. And Rooney is really interesting because it shows the tension between Cesarini, which looks at when something is discovered, and the rules about stepped-up basis for inherited things.
So what did the court decide in Rooney?
The court decided that the taxpayer was entitled to a stepped-up basis, meaning their basis was the fair market value when they inherited the cards.
So even though they didn't discover the cards in the same way as the Cesarinis, they still got the benefit of the increased value.
That's right. The court said the stepped-up basis rules were what mattered here because the taxpayer got the cards through inheritance, not a discovery.
It shows how situations that seem similar can actually lead to very different tax outcomes.
Exactly, and that's why getting expert legal advice is so important. A good tax attorney can help people navigate all the complexities of the law and make sure they're doing everything by the book.
This has been a great discussion. Before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one last thought-provoking question.
Sure, go for it.
We've been talking about found money and property, even intellectual property.
Mm.
But what about other kinds of finds? Like, what if someone finds a lost masterpiece? Or a rare historical artifact?
Interesting.
Or even a new species? Who owns those discoveries, and what are the tax implications?
Those are great questions. They bring up all sorts of legal and ethical issues.
How do we balance individual rights with what's best for society?
Exactly. We could definitely do a future deep dive on that.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
But for now, we're going to wrap up our discussion of Cesarini v. United States. We're back, wrapping up our deep dive into found money, taxes, and the IRS.
We've covered a lot of ground. Hidden cash, old legal principles, even the complexity of intellectual property.
It really struck me how Cesarini v. United States shows that even the most unexpected windfalls can come with big tax implications.
It's an important lesson. You hear stories about people finding valuable things or getting surprise inheritances, but it's easy to forget about the taxes.
Right. It's not just about paying your share. It's also about understanding how the tax code works and staying in compliance.
Absolutely. Tax law can be really complicated, and it changes all the time. Something that was okay a few years ago could be a big no-no today.
So what can people do to protect themselves and stay on the IRS's good side?
Being proactive is key. Keep good records of any valuable things you get, whether you buy them, inherit them, or find them. Write down the date, the circumstances, and keep any paperwork.
And if you're ever not sure about the tax implications, don't hesitate to get some expert advice.
Couldn't agree more. A good tax attorney or CPA can be a huge help. They can guide you through the tax code and make sure you're doing everything right.
As we wrap up our look at Cesarini v. United States, what's the most important thing for our listeners to remember?
Knowledge is power. If you understand the basics of tax law and get expert advice when you need it, you can protect yourself. You can avoid making expensive mistakes and make sure you're meeting your tax obligations. And of course, you can maximize your financial well-being.
Well said. And to anyone out there thinking about going treasure hunting, just remember, if you find gold, the IRS is probably going to want a piece of it.
True. But at least you'll have a good story to tell.
That's for sure. Maybe your lucky find will even be the subject of a future deep dive. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. We'll be back soon with more interesting topics to explore. See you then.